This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and James
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. The brand new site, by the way. It's been redesigned. It's been 5 years since we've had a redesign, a facelift. On the Free Talk Live site. Still a few bugs being ironed out, but for the most part, it is usable and it looks great. So please go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. It's still free. You can still listen to as many shows as you want, totally free. You can get in the chat room. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. And check out Mark's new blog over on the, just click the FTL News when you go to freetalklive.com. And it is Mark's Training Wheels blog. He's never blogged before.
Well, I've written things down before, I think I can handle it.
Notes at the house don't count.
Yeah,
as okay. Blogging. So we can talk to you about whatever you want. The Department of Justice is pivoting now from ISIS to U.S. anti-government groups with their new positions, says CNN.com.
This is never good. When they're looking to go after the domestic groups, they make such fools of themselves when they do this stuff. And they certainly show their hand.
What do you mean by that?
A government has a very difficult time not stepping over the line to tyranny. And when they're, these domestic terror groups, oftentimes what they're doing is they're describing people who disagree with them, who want a smaller government. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those in the government think that the government might be able to work. At least generally, this is the case. And at the very least, they think their little section of the government might be able to work. So therefore, somebody who's anti-government tends to be against them. So these are the opponents. I know who we should target. When we go after the domestic terrorists, let's go after our opponents. What a surprise.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not anti-government. I'm pro-freedom.
Yeah. They don't see it that way.
No, they don't see it that way. And just because you're anti-government doesn't mean that you think that the government employees shouldn't have productive work in the economy. I understand that the government employees are worried about these anti-government groups because ultimately if somebody who's anti-government were to get in charge of the government, in theory, they would pare it down, they would cut jobs, they would cut bureaucracy, they would make the government smaller, and that means that government employees would no longer be government employees.
There are plenty of people in the Liberty Movement that would like to see government employees as they exist today, in many cases, incarcerated.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I don't support that.
To say that they are the opponents of those in the government is not an incorrect statement.
Well, there are some of them who not just want to incarcerate them, but want to actually commit violence against them, which, of course, I also disagree with that.
Incarceration is violence.
I know, but I mean like killing.
There are those.
Yeah. So there are those as well. And so clearly, you know, anti-government can mean a whole lot of different things, and I think you'll probably end up seeing the people who want to kill government workers mixed in with those of us who just want more freedom. And sometimes they are literally mixed in within our own movement as well. The Liberty Movement as a whole does have some people within it who are still of the let's use the government's tool against them mindset. And, of course, the government's tool is violence and the threat of violence. And so I understand where those people are coming from. I used to think the way that they do as well, but I've since come to the conclusion that peace is the way. That if you want to have peace in life, that you have to model that for other people. You have to find peace within yourself first before it can ever manifest into the outer world around you. I don't know, guys. What do you think about that, James? Peace.
I think absolutely that's the best solution. I was thinking about Mark's earlier point, like they make fools of themselves. There's so many cases where it's like mentally ill people, and it's like they basically give them everything and set them up.
Oh, you mean like the FBI setting up a bunch of fall guys for supposed terror plots that they actually ginned up, the FBI ginned up?
My favorite one was when the FBI, I think it was the FBI, they sent a guy into these Muslim communities and he started talking about violence. And so they're all the Muslims were reporting this guy to the FBI. Like, hey, there's a crazy guy. Like, you might want to watch him. Right.
Keep an eye on this guy. When it comes to the reason that I support peaceful evolution is I'm really with the Claire Wolf statement. She had a book out. It was called "It's Too Late to Do Anything About It, Too Early to Kill the Bastards." And
is that the actual name of the book?
Maybe not. Okay. I don't know. It's at the very least, it's a quote.
That's the subtitle.
It might be right.
Okay. And maybe it's too late to do something. It seems like good men do something. That's my point of view on this, is that if you see something wrong, you probably should do something about it. Sitting around and chuckling into your the palm of your hand, and, you know, it sounds a little diabolical. So I'm willing to do something. At the very least, I'll be able to say, hey, I tried to do something.
I posted on Facebook. You don't mean like that.
You mean
like doing something else?
That's better than violence, wouldn't
it? It certainly is, but it doesn't do that much.
I think that Facebook has something going on. It's when it becomes divisive inside the movement. I mean, when you're trying to grow the movement with Facebook posts, I'm fine with that. You know, Free Talk Live's got, you know, had 18 million views on Facebook posts, and I think that
that's not a bad thing. I mean,
there's some value in speaking truth to power.
One of the problems too with violence is, you know, the state has all these tools anyway, and if you do start heading down this path, it makes it worse for everyone. Like, you're going to have worse security. That's right. You know, you're going to have more bearcats. You're going to have more militarized police. All the things that people are pissed off about, it's going to be like a living hell. Like,
right.
They're
not going to react when you feel threatened, but they certainly will react when they feel threatened.
Yeah, and that gives them the excuse to buy the more equipment, to hire more police, to militarize them ever further, and they'll just point to you. If you get violent and you're the next killdozer guy, remember that guy who like took a bulldozer, built armored panels for it, and basically made it into a tank, and then went around his town, destroyed some government buildings, and did he kill anybody? I think he just destroyed a bunch of things. Ultimately, he ended up getting, did he ice himself, or did the SWAT team?
I think he ended up shooting himself.
I don't remember the.
But he didn't walk away from that one.
There have been plenty of stories like this, and they
use that as the excuse to increase the size of the government. Oh well, we've got these crazies around here, these crazy domestic terrorists. We got to have as much armored trucks as we possibly can, and we need more machine guns because that'll help keep the people safe. No, it's about keeping the government agents safe. Oh, and by the way, they rebuilt all the buildings.
The United States slips further and further down the economic and personal liberty charts while people wave their flags and talk about how awesome their boys that work for the government are.
Well, don't worry. The Department of Homeland Security is going to keep you safe from all those crazy people. Here's the news from CNN. A Justice Department official has said that domestic terror groups pose a greater threat to America than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. To help combat them, the department has created a new council that will coordinate the investigation and prosecution of anti-government and hate groups.
This is just a gun-grabber scheme, frankly.
Okay. I haven't heard all the details about it.
But no, I don't know what the details are either, but I hear the sirens call of the gun-grabber.
Well, it's certainly a scheme to demonize anti-government groups. Assistant Attorney General John Harlan.
I'm sorry. Anti-government groups armed with Q-tips are not particularly dangerous.
I see what you're saying.
Anti-government groups armed with guns are dangerous. So, therefore, we must relieve these people of their guns. Otherwise, they'll kill us all.
Assistant Attorney General John Carlin, who oversees national security at the Justice Department, announced the new position, the Domestic Terrorism Council, following a number of violent attacks.
We need a domestic terrorism czar.
Don't give them any ideas, Mark. That's probably what they'll call the head of the council. So following a number of violent attacks or plots against the U.S. that he said were motivated by, quote, anti-government views, racism, bigotry, and anarchy. and other despicable beliefs.
Where are these anarchists that they're talking about?
Unquote. I don't know. I think that when he says there are a number of violent attacks or plots against the U.S., he must be referring to the FBI-created plots that James was talking about a few moments ago, because almost every single one of them that we've heard about in the last 15 years or 14 years has been created by the FBI. They've set somebody up to take a fall, some dupe, some easily manipulated young person who just wanted to be loved, or, you know, felt like he had someone giving him attention. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, should you want to join us, maybe you're scared of domestic terror and you want the government to keep you safe, we'd love to hear from you. 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you'd like. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
It's James.
And Mark.
Also, if you care about your privacy when you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it gets to your internet service provider, which means that your ISP won't know what you're doing anymore. Once you start using ProXPN, you're still using your own ISP, but they're basically completely precluded from knowing where you're going and what you're doing. That's because ProXPN encrypts your data, and you can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux as well. Go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with that code. It's code FTL50, which brings the price down to less than a good cup of coffee per month, which is pretty awesome. But if you want an even better deal, then you need Bitcoin. And if you have Bitcoin, you can go to proxpn.com/amp. proxpn.com/AMP, like advertise, market, promote, like the Free Talk Live AMP program. Pay less than $50 worth of Bitcoin, you'll get 2 years of ProXPN, and $5 of your payment will go to the AMP program to help us here on Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty. So it's a great way for you to help spread freedom and take back your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/AMP and use Bitcoin to get the awesome deal. proxpn.com/AMP, or if you got a credit card and you want to use that, just use code FTL50 and you'll still get the 50% off, which is also pretty darn good. So let's continue here. The federal government announcing that the Department of Homeland Security will be creating a new council, the Domestic Terrorism Council, because apparently they say that domestic terror groups pose a greater threat to America than ISIS or Al Qaeda.
Well, I would say that that statement is true.
It might be true, yes.
That there are people in the United States that are so thoroughly upset with their government or, some other organization, with the Earth First people blowing up, modern things.
How about the school shooters? I think you could count that as domestic terror. Right?
Yeah. What are they after, though? Usually terrorism has some kind of political goal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, typically it does.
Societal goal.
It typically does, but you could have an act of terror simply to terrorize, like to, frighten people. Basically,
it certainly would fit the definition, but usually you attempt to control through fear.
Usually you want
terrorism.
Some sort of social output, some sort of thing to happen in the future.
I say that's just crime. And frankly, yeah. I think a lot of it's just crime. Whether you're what your motivation is doesn't really matter.
Well, the assistant attorney general in this case is John Carlin. He announced said Domestic Terrorism Council, the story from CNN.com. He said more Americans have died at the hands of domestic terror than the international terror groups that federal law enforcement focuses so much attention on, pointing to high-profile attacks as the racially motivated Charleston church shooting in June, or the murder of two Las Vegas police officers by anti-government extremists last year. Looking back over the past few years, he said, it's clear that domestic terrorists and homegrown violent extremists remain a real and present danger to the United States. We recognize that over the past few years, more people have died in this country in attacks by domestic extremists than in those of the international terrorist groups, unquote. While many similarities exist between domestic and international terror groups, such as recruitment and reach on social media, one difference lies in the way the Justice Department is able to prosecute them. Groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who are inspired by religious extremism, says CNN, are designated, the religious extremism, it's not the fact that the U.S. government has been over there bombing people and destroying lives and property for decades. No, it's their religious extremism that is their motivating factor, according to CNN.
Well, I mean, certainly they're religious extremists. I think that you can get people to fight a bit harder if you can offer them, say, heaven and 40 virgins or something like that.
Sure, but they're less likely to fight if their family has not had a bomb dropped on their house.
Yes, when you find things like usually suicide bombers are confined to places that are in they're invaded. They are occupied by a foreign force.
Yes, that's true. We don't see suicide bombings going on here in the United States, although you could make the argument that the United States government is an occupying force. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Glenn. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Tune to LRN.FM. Hey, Glenn.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hi. Do you by any chance remember the scene from Full Metal Jacket where the people who've been killed off by government troops were all laid out in a mass grave ditch with lime over their bodies and stuff, and the hero of the movie is lamenting over this?
I do.
Remember the strange music in the background? Okay, if you recall what transpired to create that setting, they said that they called a meeting and had, people come to a meeting to gather together, and it was like teachers, nurses, people like that, and anybody who was, unduly intelligent or educated, was shot and killed. And, Pol Pot was an advisee of Barack Obama's advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and was known for killing people if they had glasses, because if they had wore glasses, that means that they were literate and had enough money to afford glasses, which made them a threat. So, if that's the type of weeding people out, we can look forward to in the future.
I see two people wearing glasses in this studio.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be, complaining actively about the government or an active dissident.
Yeah.
You can just be, intelligent, educated.
If you meet the profile. Right. You meet the profile, you'll be targeted.
Exactly. Yeah, but it can't happen here, right?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Well, we already know that. I remember during the Bush administration, the Department of Homeland Security was issuing notices about domestic terror, and they would say things like, you can tell a domestic terrorist because they have a constitution in their car or something like that, or they mention the constitution when you pull them over.
Yeah. The constitution is sort of a trigger word in many cases is what they're claiming.
Right. And it will start with people who are actively dissident or constitutional stuff. But, with a killing field in Cambodia with Pol Pot, it just got down to, were you smart enough to potentially raise an objection at some point?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why police departments, some of them, not all of them do this, but some of the police departments have IQ maximum requirements, meaning that if you have an IQ over, I think it was 120 or something like that, or 100, I forget which one
it was. What's the reason that you're claiming that this is?
Because somebody who is smarter would be maybe more likely to refuse a bad order. They want someone who's going to be obedient.
You have no evidence for your claim. You're proposing that's why.
Actually, there is some substance to that.
There may or may not be a system, but I can assure you they haven't come out and said, you know why we hire dumb police officers? Because
they won't say that.
No, that's right. You're proposing. So yeah. How do you know?
Seems like a darn good reason to me.
The accurate statement is that they have hired people with lower IQs. Maybe that's because they don't ask questions. Maybe
that's what
it's
I'm
because
about.
They just get bored on the job.
I'm saying. They don't ask questions. They do what they're told. They're less likely to really question their circumstances or say no. Thanks, Glenn, for your call tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, along with our brand new website at freetalklive.com. We also have new shirts, and it's actually been the first time in a lot of years.
Long, long time.
More than 5 years since we've had shirts for sale online. You can now go and pre-order yours before October 31st to be part of the initial run of shirts. There's two types, the FTL logo shirt, and then there's another one with the logo on the back, and then Taxes Are Theft emblazoned across the front. There are also ladies' cut versions of both shirts. Go to gear.freetalklive.com to place your order, or your pre-order at this point, gear.freetalklive.com. It's Ian James and Mark in the studio. James, you just did a little digging on the IQ requirement by some police departments. I remember it was New London, I think, Connecticut, that made the news a while back about this, where they had a maximum IQ that their officer applicants could be in order to qualify for the job. And you said this was some sort of suit was brought and the court backed up the police departments. Is that right, James?
Yeah, that's right. So I guess the candidate scored 33 points, which was equivalent to an IQ of 125. But
depends on the test, by the way. I mean, you know, those sitting out there thinking, my IQ is higher than that. You never know exactly how high this is. It just depends on the test is the way they rate it.
Yeah, it says New London police interviewed only candidates who scored 20 to 27. So the theory was if the people who scored too high could get bored with police work and leave soon after undergoing costly training. And the court ruled in the I guess, the police's favor, that, yes, you can use this as a...
In the department's favor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, not that they weren't discriminating, but that they weren't discriminating based on sex, gender, sexual orientation, whatever it is that they...
It's fine for the bureaucrats to discriminate against intellectuals.
They are obviously discriminating. This is the definition of discrimination. They are deciding, I'd like that one, I don't like that one. That's what discrimination is. You know, that's why they use the term...
That's not a bad thing in most cases.
No, discriminating tastes are considered to be good things.
When it's a private company.
You consider a woman who was not discriminant about whom she had sex with, usually she's described very poorly. And frankly, men who are not very discriminant about whom they have sex with are not described much better.
So if you want to share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So their excuse is that, well, if somebody's not that intelligent, then we might be able to keep them as a cop longer.
They're basically saying that people who have a high IQ could get bored with police work.
Mm,
they could.
They could get a better offer from somewhere else. They could move on and whatever.
I had a situation where I was looking for a job one time. I'd had a business fail. And, when your business fails, you tend to kind of go into this this shell. Mm. You know, you want a little time to yourself. You want to, hey, you know what? I need to realign my expectations to something more realistic. So I asked for a meter reader job. It was in the paper, and this was, many years ago.
You mean
ago.
Like with a power company, not like parking enforcement?
Yeah, power company.
Okay.
And there, you know, that I got called them up, and they're like, no. The supervisor's like, no, you just don't, no, you're going to move on. Just talking to me on the phone.
You're too smart, they say.
He decided that, I was too young, I was too male, I was too smart, I was too whatever, but I can't have that job. He's looking for somebody who's going to stick with it and stay there and not be me.
I've never seen a female meter reader.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the story here from the Department of Homeland Security, CNN reporting that they're now forming a new council, the Domestic Terrorism Council. They're promoting the idea that so-called domestic terror is more dangerous to Americans than ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Of course, it's a lot harder to demonize domestic terrorists because, well, they don't look... They look like your neighbors, right? They don't. They're not wearing a turban.
You just get a bad picture of them.
Whatever.
And, they're like clearing their throat or something. Their mouth is a little askew, and then they look bad.
I know what you're saying, but it's harder to demonize them because they're more likely to look more American than, let's say, ISIS, who is definitely trying to go for a different appearance.
Sure.
And
it's not going to be hard to demonize ISIS. You know,
right.
ISIS isn't doing much to shed the demonization.
Sure. And, of course, you also have ISIS going out there and murdering innocent people as well on video, which, of course, is going to make them look a lot worse than the average anti-government group who's plotting to kill a judge. Or something like that.
Yeah.
So they say here that groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda are designated by the federal government as terror organizations, which makes it illegal to support or assist them. But no such statute exists to prosecute white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan, or anti-government extremists, forcing federal law enforcement to find more concrete charges to lock them up. Carlin, who is the person with the Department of Homeland Security, said, "What causes some confusion is that domestic terrorism is not an offense or a charge. Therefore, domestic terror groups must be prosecuted with firearms or explosive offenses, hate crimes, or murder."
See what I say about the firearms. This is just a gun grabber situation. They're just trying to, they're talking about boogeymen so they can come get the guns from everybody. The boogeymen could be right next door, so we must have everyone's guns.
It's the hope the Justice Department, it's the hope of the Justice Department that the council will not only help to coordinate the prosecution of domestic terrorists, but also, quote, to identify trends to help shape our strategy and to analyze legal gaps or enhancements required to ensure that we can combat these threats, said Carlin. The Justice Department identified white supremacists as the most violent of the domestic terror groups, and Carlin raised concerns that the narrow focus the U.S. has on Islamic extremist terrorism can take away attention from the threats which warrant more resources.
It makes me also think that oftentimes those that don't wish to have debates on the ideas of liberty will call libertarians at any opportunity they get bigots and racists. They'll often do it to Republicans, too, which I think is interesting that Republicans, currently their front runner, or darn close to their front runner, black. The last go around when Herman Cain was up at the top there, black. I mean, it's not like... obviously, it's not that big of a criteria.
When was the last time the Libertarians chose a black candidate?
I don't know how many black people are hanging around the Libertarian Party. I don't know why it even matters. The Libertarians really just offer a, are offering another option to vote for. So, you know, whatever. You don't need to put up a black candidate to show that you're not a racist. It doesn't have anything to do... By definition, if you care what color the candidate is, that's racism. Yeah. At least racially, racially motivated. Cognizant.
Yeah. Carlin said, this is the final quote here, "I do worry sometimes that the coverage hypes the threat in such a way that induces the fear that the terrorist is attempting to accomplish. Yet while we continue to address this evolving international threat of violent extremists, we have not lost sight of the domestic terrorism threat posed by other violent extremists." So, you know, look for more of that coming soon.
We're on the job, people.
Yeah, more of the more tyranny coming right here to the United States in the form and the guise of keeping you safe from the boogeyman who is supposedly a danger to you and I. Although I don't really see much evidence of that. I mean, the idea, if they're anti-government extremists and they're violent, then they would be more of a danger to the government, wouldn't they? They're less of a danger to you and I.
That's really what it's about. I mean, do you remember the MIAC report? That was a report.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where basically they said if you're a Ron Paul supporter, you know, you're a domestic terrorist, or they had some other things in there. But
yeah, they certainly had a list of them in the MIAC report. And, yeah, I mean, this is, Ian, half of the population makes their money from the government. If you count government workers, government contractors, and maybe even people who get checks from the government,
sure,
you're talking about more than half of the population, or at least half the population. So an anti-government extremist is easily painted as anti-everybody.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Oh, we can barely hear you there, Mike.
Is this any better?
That's a lot
much better.
Go ahead.
I listen to you guys every now and then, and you sound so much libertarian at some points, and then at certain points, you not so much. But the reason I'm...
Whoa. What points are we not sounding libertarian about? I want to hear more about this. Stand by, Mike. We will bring you back, and you can tell us how unlibertarian we are. This is rare.
Yeah.
You know, we've been
usually,
accused of being liberal
or conservative. Usually we're being too libertarian.
But, well, no, we're accused of being liberal or conservative by one side or the other, typically. But to say we're actually not libertarian, I got to hear this. What am I wrong about on liberty? It's Free Talk Live. Let me know, Mike.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And James.
And Mark.
And you can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mike in Tennessee says that we're pretty libertarian on some things, but on other things, he says we're not libertarian. And I would like to know what it is. I mean, we advertise ourselves basically as, like, the most libertarian talk show out there.
The only truly pro-liberty radio program on the air.
No, that's not. I wouldn't say we would make that claim. I mean, Freedom Fiends is pretty liberty-oriented, and they're friends of ours. But what are we missing the boat on here, Mike? Help me out. I want to be a better libertarian.
Well, I want to brief you on that, but I also, because of the reason I called, I wanted to tell you about the IQ situation, because what has happened has been happening for a long time. But I'll get back to that. Where you guys fall short, of course, everybody, at least everybody that I know that's libertarian, views a libertarian as a person who's independent, self-sufficient, doesn't want a handout, just wants to be left alone. They just want freedom to do their thing.
That's not true. Libertarians aren't necessarily self-sufficient. I mean, it's certainly there are a lot of libertarians who are, and they're very interested in, like, living off the grid or whatever. But there's plenty of you don't have to be a libertarian to be you don't have to be self-sufficient to be a libertarian.
Not necessarily off the grid, but I mean, they're not looking for government handouts. They don't want somebody to have to bail them out. They don't need a daddy.
That's generally true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not really what defines libertarian.
Well, they believe that there are consequences to actions, I think is what they would say. And, probably when the consequence is high enough, anybody, libertarian or not, is going to wish that they didn't have the consequences of their actions. However, libertarians generally believe that consequences are good because they teach us things.
Okay, so real quick, before you go on and tell us why we're not libertarian, because I still want to hear that, out, libertarian is really a very simple definition. It's someone who doesn't support or advocate the use of initiatory force or aggression to achieve political or social goals. That's it. There really isn't anything else to it. But go ahead, give us one example.
Well, actually, it has to do with the lack of need for government. It's self-governance is the epitome and the threshold and the foundation of libertarianism is the ability to take responsibility for yourself. And you don't have to have a daddy. And we reject governments. And the fact is that what the Franklins and the Washingtons and the Jeffersons of the world learned was the Native American philosophy, which is live in peace and harmony, do whatever you want, as long as you're not harming your neighbor. Let him do the same. Together, you can do whatever you want together. As long as you're not hurting anybody, do whatever. And that's what they learned, and that's what they aspired in the founding of this country. They took from the.
So where are we getting it wrong? That's what I want to know.
Here's where you're getting it wrong, and it's just a simple thing is that any time that the government does something and you guys take the official story, hook, line, and sinker, and run with it, is that it's fact, and when I try to present you truths about hoaxes such as 9/11, the Boston bombing, let's see, Sandy Hook, all these other things, you know, this hoax in Virginia where you had...
Sorry, dude. You are totally wrong. Believing in conspiracy theory is not a requirement to be a libertarian.
It's a requirement to be a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. However, I would say that everybody's a conspiracy theorist. Like, you know, the whole globe believes in some conspiracy theory or another.
It's called critical thinking, not conspiracy.
Okay.
We're critical thinkers and we look at facts.
Okay. People that haven't come to the same conclusion to you are not stupid. Are you aware of that?
That's right. They haven't learned yet.
Okay.
All hail the mighty Mike. Yeah. He knows all.
Yeah, Mike's got it all down.
He is the critical thinker. We are just creeps.
Okay, as an engineer, as a pilot, as a person who has varying degrees in many fields, I have a different perspective than many people who sit in front of the TV. So when I speak about certain things, people tend to listen because I kind of know what I'm talking about other than you guys.
Well, a conspiracy theorist likes
congratulations, you can drive an airplane.
A conspiracy theorist likes to sound like they know what they're talking about, and they certainly may have a bunch of what they consider to be facts, but there's usually somebody on the other side who has what they consider to be facts. And they feel like they know what they're talking about.
But that's really irrelevant because while they're busy arguing over who did what on 9/11, the government continued to grow.
Yeah, that's
true. If the 9/11 conspiracy theorists were going to do anything to stop the inexorable growth of government, they would have done it in the first 10 years. And that's why I say the 9/11 truth movement is dead. And that people who are still talking about...
Oh, no, it's not, Mark. They're still on at Central Square.
They're busy wasting their time, absolutely.
Yeah. They got a radio show.
Just because you don't have any faith in people being awakened doesn't mean the rest of us don't. But here's the idea on the...
You failed on your accusation that we aren't libertarian because we don't agree with your conspiracy theory.
He absolutely succeeded. 100% exceeded. Now, succeeded. What he wanted to do was derail the conversation to talk about 9/11 because to him it's important. He succeeded.
Not a success because we let people call in about anything. He did not succeed in explaining why we weren't libertarian. That was what I asked him to do. He did not succeed at all in that way. Go ahead, Mike. One more point. Go ahead. What else? Besides conspiracy theory, how else are we not libertarian in your mind? Or is that it?
When you cease to recognize the truth and change your way, when
you
got. The truth,
that's all you got.
You're a propagandist.
Brother, you're just a guy on the phones.
Mike,
I don't know if you got the truth.
Hold on, Mike.
Who the hell are you?
I don't have any clue why Building 7 came down. I don't have any idea what happened on 9/11, Mike. And I'm going to go one step further. You don't either.
Yeah. Just because we don't agree doesn't mean that we believe the government. Just because we're not falling in line lockstep with Alex Jones or whoever the loose change or, you know, whatever pitch, you know, the people that believe that aliens took down the towers. I mean, there's a bunch of different conspiracies out there about
that. I'll argue whatever premise you want. You want to argue the premise that we need more liberty, that we need more government because, the Bush administration brought down the towers on 9/11? I'll argue from that premise. Or you want to argue that we need more government from the standpoint that, some Middle Easterners did it. I don't care what the premise is. I'll argue your premise as long as we're arguing for more liberty. But if your claim is that I don't believe the way you believe, and so therefore I am not a critical thinker, ergo I am stupid, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, that's not persuasive, Mike, to call the people you're trying to persuade stupid.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're right here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was going to say is that if I can prove to you a truth Will you accept if I can show you right now before your very eyes on your computer a truth, will you change your viewpoint about an issue?
Well, of course, if I can accept new information that is valid, I would absolutely be willing to reassess my viewpoint. I've changed my mind on a number of things over the years. We were talking about earlier about how I used to believe in violence as a solution, and now I believe in peace. So what is it that you're going to show us that is so persuasive?
It's going to be on a crackpot website, and you know it is.
I want to see what he's talking about. What is it? What is the issue?
How about mainstream media? Do you remember back in 2011 in West Memphis, Arkansas, they shot and killed Jerry Kane and his son at a Walmart parking lot claiming that they had shot two officers on the interstate. They call these guys the Sovereign Citizen Movement.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yep. Didn't they have video of it? They did.
They do. They do. Here's the thing. Jerry Kane is 6'5" tall. Okay? That's a fact. It's in his autopsy. All right.
You're going to have to show me that evidence.
What's the relevance of how tall he was?
Watch the video. The man in the video they're claiming is Jerry Kane is standing right beside the minivan. The Dodge minivan is 5'4" tall. This man is as tall as the minivan. Jerry Kane would be a foot taller.
Where is Jerry Kane today?
Oh, he's dead. They killed him, but that was an actor. That was a staged video. He was assassinated along with his son. He had nothing to do with shooting.
The guy who you say was shot by the police is actually dead and was killed by the government, but then they staged a video where they killed an actor?
No, they staged the shooting of Bob Patterson's son was killed and Mr. Evans. Both officers were killed. In the video, the officer they're showing riding the ticket, they claim it's Mr. Evans. Look at the guy's walking neck, he's on steroids. Go back a month early on Channel 5 WMC News, where he was interviewed. The man is tall, skinny, spindly.
So what you're saying is, just to clarify, you're saying the video where... Okay, I got to ask questions to clarify, because it shows that I'm trying to understand what you're saying here. So you're saying the video in which the police are shot by these two alleged sovereign citizens, including this guy Jerry, you're saying that in that video, those are not in point of fact. The people, that is not in point of fact. Jerry is what you're saying, and that the police murdered him later anyway, even though he didn't kill cops.
Correct, because the actor is as tall as the Dodge minivan, which is a foot shorter than Jerry King. I own a Dodge minivan. I'm 6'5". I know.
Okay.
I'm a foot taller than a minivan. So.
Well, thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know why that they would bother faking that, but, you know, maybe they did. I don't know.
Even so.
I don't care.
Once again, the same thing we say about every conspiracy theory. What difference does it make?
Yeah, it really doesn't make a difference.
It's not going to wake people up.
No.
And if it does wake them up, they're just going to look for more conspiracy theories. They're not going to do anything to promote freedom.
There's plenty of videos out there where the government is not murdering actors, you know? And I've got a problem with that when the government hurts peaceful people, unless they aren't peaceful and they were actually a danger. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. isolation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.